You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the Chevy Drive Home Moment of the Big Show.
We got to get back to reality. The reality, they're 4-1. You can criticize Aaron Rodgers. That's fine if you're talking about the Tampa game. Matter of fact, he criticized himself. But when I started to tune out is when you create these narratives about him being just a complete loser. Like he's never won nothing. What did you write when this man won 2 MVPs? What did you write when he went on to win the Super Bowl? What did you write when this man put up the best rating of all time and broke Steve Young's record, who one of my favorite quarterbacks to go against? I mean, everybody's writing all this great stuff, but this man lose one game. Then we're trying to make it personal, and you're going to bring up quarterbacks we don't even remember just to make your point.
Your drive home today on The Fan was driven by WisconsinDrivesChevy.com.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and Sight and Sound Solutions. With the internet more important than ever, people working from home and kids home doing online learning, that whole virtual thing, you know. Yeah, get AT&T fiber internet right now for $39.99. And introducing the new AT&T TV. Check this out. Stream your channel package, DVR cloud storage with unlimited recordings. That's crazy. Access to over 40,000 titles on demand and access to over 5,000 apps. I didn't even realize there were 5,000 apps. I definitely don't know probably even 50 apps. AT&T TV Choice Package and Internet for under $89 a month. That does include Fox Sports Wisconsin. Still $250 in Visa cards. That's true. Sight and Sound Solutions, my guy Al, who I've worked with for years, is all about saving people money on a monthly basis. And offering $250 in Visa cards during these trying times is certain to help everybody out. And it's good wherever Visa is accepted. There's no tricks. You don't have to use it with AT&T. You don't have to use it with Sight and Sound Solutions. You can use it wherever. For existing customers, call my guy Al today to work on a new deal. Got my AT&T fiber internet in our house, and I absolutely love it. Call him today, 262-754-1500. 262-754-1500. Sight and Sound Solutions. It's Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Let's go to Ram on the north side. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, what's going on, Sparky, Gary, and Leroy?
What's up, Ram?
Lane number two. I got a question for Gary right quick. Hey, Gary.
Yeah, go ahead.
Man, we need personnel for the Packers and the Bucks. Do they got any over there, Dean Murray? Can he design a point guard or a wide receiver? I'm just saying, man, y'all be talking about Dean Murray. He got to be a bad dude, bro. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, he's a bad boy.
I want to give me a pistol or basketball on the end of a Figueroa chain. I know he got to have some of them over there. Here, come on, man. Talk to him.
Hey, if you dream it and you believe it, he can make you see it.
Sparky. When the show get over, y'all get Dean Murray, have Merkel Hurst and Gutenhurst. We got to make this happen. hey, Spark, Gary, and Leroy, check this out. Now, get some good brothers, get some good white guys here, make them some of that player jury. Straight up.
This guy here.
I'll say this, man. About the Bucks piece. What we learned in that series is that you got to have a guy with the ball that another team respect.
Yes.
If you're going to get Oladipo, now we got to get another player to go with him. You got Giannis. Name out there. Because you got Giannis.
You got Giannis and Middleton.
Cash. You got Cash.
Yeah.
No. He not the one.
See?
I think,
and once again, I talked about Giannis, but I think Oladipo makes Middleton better than he is right now.
You're
going to get better spacing, bro.
Look at the guys that was getting off in the bubble, like your Bookers, your Lillards, T.J. Moore. Middleton
yes.
is not that.
No. But Oladipo is.
Oladipo can rebound. He could do – they almost beat LeBron.
See,
and they took him to game
I don't
seven.
Know. And I yield to Steve on this, but if you start going 1-2, now I think Oladipo is the 2. As far as Giannis 1, Oladipo 2, Middleton's 3. You're talking about
I think
three.
It could be George Hill as the 1, Oladipo as the 2, or
no.
you could go Oladipo as the
no,
1,
no.
Middleton at
no,
the
no.
2, and as
no, no,
a,
no.
get a free
no,
agent to play the 3.
Steve, that's all I'm talking about. I mean, in the scheme of things of the big 3, right? Giannis is in the big 3 is the 1. Oladipo now becomes
no.
the 2.
I would still take Middleton. Middleton 2,
yeah,
Oladipo
no.
3. Yeah.
No, I would.
Well, okay,
you'll see a better Oladipo, but go ahead.
You got to be able to score and create your own shot in the playoffs in the half court. We ain't talking about just shooting in transition, the long regular season. The playoffs is a shorter series. You got to be a hit in the half court. Middleton has not shown me that. Really, it's the Bucks' backcourt that really kind of let Giannis down. And it's not really on them. They just not that type of athlete. So you got to go and get some guys. You got to go over the luxury tax. And that's the two things that the one thing I say about the Bucks, in fact, they seem like they're afraid to go over the luxury tax. So what? Do it.
Yeah, it's not your money. Do it. It's not Rams money. Do it.
I'm out.
But you know,
I mean, it's easy to say when it's not your money and you're not the one being affected in your pocket.
I understand that. They know it ain't their money, but you know what the fans think that, Steve, when you say you're a billionaire, people say go spend it.
But as we've said, this doesn't come out of their own personal bank account. It comes from within the confines of a budget that every business works from.
Well, why did they allegedly tell Yana that they're willing to go over it?
Well, then apparently they are. That's fine. That's what
they
told them.
That's what Ram said. Okay, go do it now.
Now, will they? We'll see.
Well, you got a new owner now. You tell us, will he do it? He the fan. Will he spend the money?
Hey, look, Lazary last year said no, and they didn't do it with Brogdon. It's going to have to be a player that Lazary loves or something along those lines to where Lazary is like, dude, I can't wait to tell my guys I got this dude. Like, watch out, here we come. But it's not going to be for some, you know, run-of-the-mill all-star player that, you know, he's not sold on making a huge difference. It's going to have to be a big splashy name, I think, for him to go into the luxury tax. That's what I think, but who knows? We'll see. No,
but I hope it ain't Paul George.
I think Lazary is very unpredictable at this point. So once we figure out what they're going to do, then obviously we will let you know as well. The one thing I do know for certain, if you're looking to get your home remodeled, your kitchen remodeled, whatever, J&J Contractors is the place to go and go talk to Chase.
Make all your dreams come true, folks. Go talk to my good friends today at J&J Contractors. Guys, you know, we got a lot of people now working out of their homes, and it's been a while, and a lot of people are not back in their jobs yet. And you're doing a good job at your house, but wouldn't you want that to create that little place to call your own to get your work done? And maybe you have some space in your house where you can create that. My good friends at J&J Contractors can come on and create that space, that workspace out for you in your house today. A lot of kids doing that virtual learning. Wouldn't you want your kids out of the bedroom and create like a little learning center or just a little room that they can go in, leave the books in, and when they come out of that room, it stays in that room and it's not really in their bedroom. Guys, wouldn't you like to, and a lot of people now these days within this pandemic, they're cooking a lot. Joe is gaining a lot of weight. I see y'all. Well, listen, my good friends in J&J Contractors can come over and renovate your kitchen, give you that new kitchen, give you more space in your kitchen with that island just sitting out there, guys. Go check them out today. Talk to my good friend Jason at J&J Contractors.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on the Fancy Sparky Pfeiffer. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, the two former Packers here each and every day on the Wendy's Big Show for you to chat it up with. Including a guy like Leroy, who threw out yesterday that he would take Jordan Love over Trevor Lawrence. Jordan Love's in Green Bay. He's going to learn under Rodgers, while Lawrence is likely to go to a horrible franchise and start right away. So we put up on the 1250 AM The Fan Twitter a poll question, and this will run all the way up until, I believe, 2:07 tomorrow in the afternoon. Right now, 65% say they would rather have Trevor Lawrence. 35% say they would rather have Jordan Love. We're over 500 votes, Gary Ellerson. Who would you take?
Oh, I'm taking Trevor Lawrence. It ain't even close for me. It ain't even no doubt about what I'm taking.
Jacob tweets, at the fan gut in my head, I'm taking Lawrence as the safer bet. I will say, however, it wouldn't surprise me if Love ended the best quarterback in this particular draft class, unmatched raw talent as a thrower. Another one, MN Cheesehead said, did Leroy say it with a straight face? Yes, man. He did say it with a straight face.
Yeah, he went in the spin cycle on that one.
Dan tweets at the fan, what gets me, though, is as a first-round pick, Jordan Love can't even beat out Tim Boyle. They move up four spots. They could have taken Drew Lock in the second round in 2019 instead. Drew Lock, obviously, with the Denver Broncos at this point. Yes. I'm just telling you. Some of the responses coming in on Twitter. Leroy,
I'd love to see if Jordan Love could have went to Clemson, how good his record would be.
Leroy, how has the anti-bullying thing been going for you since a lot of these schools are doing it virtually?
Yeah, we have been doing a lot of virtual. We've been doing a lot of virtual things. One of the companies I work with is Kids Town. We basically, like a lot of parents go to work and they, you know, because they can't go to school. And they can't stay home to virtually learn their kids, so they take them over to Kids Town, and you can go to kidstown.com for more information for that. But I really like that because they have an area, they got a nurse there, they got all the teachers have a mask, and the kids can go in their own little area, social distance, and talk to their teachers. And we endorsed a new book. It's only like $10, but it's called Max and the Junkyard Dog Meet a Rascal. And it's like a little illustration, like it's almost like a book for like kids, of course. It's for kids to understand what's the fine line between bullying when your friends are jokingly having fun and somebody being mean to you. So it just kind of explains about, you kind of pick out the difference. And you can ask your parents as well as your teachers to know, hey, how do I know when they're bullying me? How do I know if they're not just having fun with me? Just kind of, we say, shucking and jiving, having fun. Like we do Rami because he's a Bears fan. We're not bullying him. And if we say stuff back to me, we're just having fun as adults because we're different teams. But for kids, they don't understand that. So this book teaches them that. You can go to Facebook.com/MaxFightsBullying to buy it for your kid. And I really think every kid should have it and read it and understand it. But read it with your parents. My son has read it 3 times. He loves it because I think he understands now that every time somebody says something negative about you, they're not bullying you. But if they're doing it, making it personal, and then want you to fail and, you know, and just trying to hurt you physically, yeah, that's a place we don't want to go. So it helps you distinguish the two.
Okay, I got a story here from Kentucky Sports Radio. I don't know if you guys saw
Kentucky
the story from over the weekend. Tennessee assistant coach Jimmy Brumbaugh, their defensive line coach, Brumbaugh, I believe he was, he got fired this weekend after the Volunteers game. Well, now comes a story this afternoon that apparently Jeremy Pruitt, the head coach, fired him during the game.
Fired who?
Fired his assistant coach during the game. Like, okay. Didn't wait till after the game, fired him during the game.
Now, what was so egregious? I mean,
apparently they just weren't getting along on what Pruitt thought should be happening with the defensive line and so forth or whatever.
Oh, come on.
And it was toodles. And then after the game, he announced to the media that he had let Brumbaugh go, but nobody realized that it actually occurred apparently during the game.
But wait a minute. If the guy insubordinate, like, cursed at him,
I don't know.
Head coach?
Yeah, I don't know.
You can probably – I still wouldn't fire – I didn't like when they fired McCarthy with 4 games to go. But I don't like firing people while you're knee-jerking, all mad. You got to calm down. And then if you want to do it after the season, fine. But well, we got to find out what he did, though.
See, and that's it. Pruitt just said that it was a difference in philosophies between him and the assistant coach.
Don't you think there got to be more than that?
I don't know. Some of these guys, Leroy, trying to be, you know, they want to be all hotshot guys and want to be all emotional, you know, control freak, you know. I fire you right on the spot, you know. Yeah, you get a guy like that. You never know, but you get a guy like that, you know. You want to go for bad and all that kind of stuff.
Go for bad. Yeah. Sell wolf tickets.
Yeah, yeah. But does that?
No, he ain't selling wolf tickets. He's for real.
Yeah, he's for real. You know? Do you think that hurts him as far as getting other guys to come work for him at Tennessee?
I don't want to work for him.
He may be a little bit too emotional. I mean, because if I do something wrong,
you want to work for a guy like that?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, it's one thing we all going to have issues on how we do it, right? And, you know, normally you have a game plan, right, going in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody should be on the same page when you go in the game plan. Now, sometimes stuff come up and you have to adjust on the fly. I mean, that just because it don't stay the same all the time. But then you wait till after the game, you guys rehash it, you talk about it. Sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it don't. But then you say to the guy, now, I don't know if this is ongoing. Now, if this is ongoing stuff, then yeah.
Right,
then
it
might have had enough. Then he might have had enough. But it's just if you normally talk about this stuff.
Philosophy.
Yeah, you normally talk about this stuff.
Look, what's going on in New York? Greg Williams throwing his head coach under the bus and Adam Gase. Adam Gase goes into a CBS production meeting before their game this weekend and then throws Greg Williams under the bus. I mean, that's going on right there. And that's a pro team. You got a defensive coordinator spouting out about his head coach spouting out in a production meeting that then gets brought up on the air by the announcers what was said in the production meeting about Greg Williams. Sometimes, man, you got just guys on the same team who think everything should be done differently and it's not their fault, and back and forth they go with each other.
Tell them about the Dallas thing, Steve. That's bad, too.
Well, McCarthy with, you know, these guys talking anonymously to the media, saying that these guys don't know how to coach, they don't know how to teach, they're not very good at their job, and just killing McCarthy.
Did you send that to Jameson?
That's crazy stuff.
Did you send that to Jameson?
He listens. Yeah, he knows.
No, but send that story to him, Steve. He'll enjoy that.
He'll really enjoy that.
That's what's funny. We got Jameson, the worst defense, Jameson, and we fired their coordinator.
Jameson actually did text me earlier after you went off on him earlier. He said, I can't believe Leroy said that. I'm canceling my bratwurst order. Ha, ha, ha.
He already got the money, though. You can't cancel it. You know what? I think his credit card returned anyway, so he probably won't.
Oh, my God. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer up next.
His credit card returned.
We're going to hear from our guy, Matt LaFleur, Packers head coach. He talked earlier today. But first, let me tell you that there's $1,000 up for grabs every single week with a Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Sign
him,
up
y'all.
Today at radio.com/pick. You can play against me. You can play against other radio guys from around the country. All you got to do is pick the winner of each week's games. You played against me this week, I promise you would have won. No point spreads, no lineups, and totally free to enter, right? If it's free, it's me. Isn't that the saying? Listen,
I want three.
It's a brand new game every week. I pick Green Bay every week. I pick against Chicago every week. And the picking against Chicago every week that I determined I was going to do before the season is killing me. So sign up right now, and you've got a shot to win $1,000 this week. Make your picks right now at radio.com/picks. Even if you haven't played all year, get in, play this week. It's the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Rules for this nationwide contest available at radio.com/picks. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. Bill Michaels Huddle, presented by Bud Light Seltzer, tomorrow night at 6. Bill's guests this week will be CBS 58's Kevin Holden and Christina Tuso. And preview the Packers and Texans tomorrow night at 6 on 1250 AM The Fan. Tomorrow morning, Ryan Horvath in there with the Bart Winkler pregame show from 5 until 6. Then Bart steps in. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette at 8:20. 8:35 tomorrow morning, some fantasy football with Kevin Payne from rotowire.com, Mike Clemens, our embedded green and gold reporter, at 9:30 on that show. And then tomorrow on the Bill Michaels show, Jerry DiNardo from the Big Ten Network at 11:35 tomorrow morning, previewing Badgers and Illinois. Kate McDuzik from ballblast.com, ballblastfootball.com, taking your fantasy calls at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon on the Bill Michaels show. Time now to hear from the Packers head coach, Matt LaFleur, who spoke earlier today. There is Matt LaFleur from earlier today, this segment of the big show brought to you by Uptown Motors. Uptown begins with you. Stop by their Ford and Lincoln dealership on Mayfair Road, the official auto dealership of Leroy Butler. Go to UptownMotors.net, and that'll do it for the Wendy's Big Show today. Lots to come up tomorrow, including a Fantasy Football Friday with Ian Hardis from Pro Football Focus. That's at 4 o'clock, but lots of great analysis tomorrow. 2:45, Ben Fennell from the NFL Network. We're going to get into the Packers' defense, or lack thereof, from over the weekend. Plus, Greg Cosell from ESPN's NFL Edge Matchup Show. He'll join us tomorrow at 3:30. Great show. Coming up next, Zach Gelb of CBS Sports Radio. Next, here on The Fan. Toodles!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.